take anything off of it. Jen said, can you take that off for me? I was like, what do you want me to take off? I was like,
are you going to be in there?
Yes.
Okay.
The original reporter that was coming in for he was in trial this year. And I happened to just check on her because I was in trial.
Oh, were you the one who gave us that notice? That she was might not make it because of this hearing?
No.
Oh. Oh, that's the one in there.
Right. Are you Candace?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I work with both the agencies. So I got asked to cover the 4:30, but I ran into the reporter that said she was already covering the 4:30. But now she's stuck with Judge Shear for her trial. So I was checking on her and when my trial ended, so I was able to cover your 4:30 innings.
Oh.
But I'm here for Brian O'Connell.
Okay.
And then what is your name?
Elliot.
Elliot. Is it E-L-I-O-T?
Correct.
Okay.
Judge Shear?
No. Judge Colton. Judge Shear is in trial.
Let's go.
And Candace, how do you spell your name?
C-A-N-D-I-C-E.
Thank you. And then it's Bernstein as well?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
But this has another hearing going?
Yeah.
Okay.
I walked in around 4 o'clock and there's the judge on the bench with some other attorneys, so yeah. So maybe they'll be done at 4:30 and then...
Not with Judge Shear.
I know.
Oh, okay.
We're
not
in the
same courtroom. Okay, over here.
Over here.
Right here. But they're in some hearing.
And I'm Angela, the court reporter.
Cool.
You may have my notice. What was your
name? He's Jeff Royer.
Jeff Royer.
Did you text him?
Did you get those papers in the car?
Did we have a problem with Colton? Yep. And based on? Based upon? Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just outside the courthouse. I'm just outside the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And that. So what? So what? Okay. Okay. So I'm just moving to get it rescheduled, reset. I'm just moving to get it rescheduled and reset, right? Yes. What? Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, bye. We're going in. Goodbye. Turn your ringer off.
Almighty God. Because that's not going to help you either. But if you want me to make a final decision, that's what you're paying me to do. So, you know, let me give you, how much time do you think you can ask you would like for a proposed final judgment? And Mr. Dyer, how much time do you want a proposed final judgment, keeping in mind that the two of you, we're going to work on a proposed final judgment, one that could possibly be even considered by me. Because I'm going to ask that you work on it together. If you can't work on it, please send me your individual. I know that. But I'm talking to the lawyers, but the two of you, on you and you who are going to be listening, you do not want me to make the decision in this case. I can guarantee you, you're both going to be very, very unhappy. I can guarantee you that this love you have for your children, show it. Prove it. parenting plan, I'll make the parenting plan if need be. You don't want that. Child support, I'll make the child support based upon the statutory guidelines. I'll make imputation if I need to make imputation. You got to remember, in 2014, you left New Jersey. He didn't. He's still in New Jersey. Of course, it complicates things, but now he's married. He had a girlfriend, no doubt. He's probably cheating on you. You're living with him. Now he's got a wife. By God, my children aren't going to be up there with that girlfriend. I'll show her, and I'll show him. And you know what? I'll show you. And you don't want that. And I don't want that. I will be as fair, as just as I can. Listen to your lawyers. They've been around. They know. They've done their homework. They know exactly who that crazy guy on the bench is that's been retired for 11 years. They know exactly who the old guy in the black robe is that's talking to me as if I'm in kindergarten. Well, maybe you are.
Well, Judge, I had a trial for me yesterday. I'm drafting a final judgment on that one. Give me 10 days, but that 15 days, Judge?
Sure. Okay. I mean, you guys have been going on this and fighting since 2014. Another 10 or 15 days isn't going to make any difference. And you, why would you, if you want to come down and see the children, you're here. When are you leaving?
Tonight.
I'm on a jet plane going back to Jersey, huh? Where's your, York?
Close
enough. You flying direct to South Beach, New York?
No, I've been there for a moment.
You're going to go out of order. They don't have to go out of order. What about the bunny fair or whatever it is you're...
No,
you have a friend that's being gone. Don't fly United. I don't want you to be overbooked.
Might be a lawyer.
They got a long struggle. What, folks? You know, you're not teenagers. You brought these two children into the world. You're going to have to take care of them. But you have to get along. Don't you know these kids are realizing that mom and dad, all they do is fight.
Something's going on. So special.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me you've been brainwashed. Then they're going to go up and visit with him in New Jersey, and you're going to come back, and say, he's trying to brainwash the kids in New Jersey. It never ends. What's going to end if I have to make the final judgment? And I will make the final judgment. Mr. Eagleman, 15 days, okay with this? Okay. And you, litigants, you better tell your lawyer, protect my interests, consider what I want, but make the best decision possible. And I don't think I want that judgment. It's up to you. Hopefully you can do that. If you can't, you just give me yours in 15 days. Mike, what's that going to be? 15 days from, what is today, 27? So May, how about May? What's May today? What day of the week? All right, how about May 12th by 5 p.m.? With a little sticky on there, you know, this is for Judge Colton. And just so you don't have any doubt who I am, I'm not Judge Shearer, but it's Colton. C-O-L-T-O-N. Remember that. Because if I have to sign a final judgment, you're going to be looking at that signature for a long, long, long time. Now, I guarantee you, what I said before, I don't want to be the dead horse here. It'd be Friday by 5 p.m. Forget the portals and everything else. Just hard copies to Harriet. And then what Harriet's going to do, she's going to call me. And I'm going to rush right over here and I'm going to take a look at these. And if I ain't satisfied with what they say, I will write my own final judgment. But you may or may not really appreciate it. But I'll do the best I can. You do the best you can. You're the parent. You brought these children into the world. You're responsible for them. Continue to make your payments to her. She's unemployed. She's not working at all, so you continue those payments. And you know what? There's no prohibition at all. It ain't against the law to talk to one another civilly and discuss the issues. You know that? You could do that. And maybe, that may help these lawyers by the time they get me their proposals. Good luck to you, both. You're in recess.